I wouldn't tell you what people come on the WhatsApp with, but there's no the connection at all. But there's this fear that we'll be confined to home for a long period of time, and we need to eliminate and need to have access. But when we hoard toilet paper, a few persons hold, then what about the other people that need
I don't
to
think
use
they
it?
care about that.
So there's this toilet paper craze throughout, is a pandemic throughout the
A
whole world.
playdemic.
It is something. There's no connection. I mean, diarrhea can be a symptom of any viral diseases, and it is not a common
It's
symptom
not
of,
common.
but it
I
can
checked.
happen in COVID-19, but it's not a common symptom.
I
But
checked. It's not
it's not
common.
common. It's not common.
I would like someone who has hoarded toilet paper to, drop the shame for 5 minutes and just give us a call and explain to me the connection before we leave. Or if not, you can send a message. I wouldn't read it online if you don't, on air if you don't want. But I need to know for my own curiosity. A WhatsApp, then back to the line. It says, what's the recommendation for persons who are returning from home by air and would have been exposed to someone who have been tested and awaiting results?
Yeah, if you were exposed to someone who was tested, that person who was tested obviously was someone who was suspected, but may have been exposed to someone or traveled to a country, and there are not many countries now that you have not been back in contact, one of those high-risk countries, then you should inform the authorities here that you were in contact with someone who's awaiting those results, and they will give you the necessary instructions. So that you can be monitored. So on reaching your port of entry, you will let the port health persons know that you were in contact with those persons. There are various kits that they're sending out and instructions they're giving you so that you can monitor yourself. And after 14 days, you don't necessarily self-quarantine yourself, although that is a possibility, but you may need to monitor yourself. In fact, self-quarantine might not be a bad idea at all. But you might need to let the authorities know, and as soon as you know the results of the test that was done, then you should inform the authorities that that test came back negative. And if you could have the documentation to show them, they can send you by WhatsApp or whatever, so that you can inform the authorities that that person is clear, so that you'll be cleared and you wouldn't need to be monitored any further.
Talking about that, one of the things I want to highlight here is the thought that I'm on a couple WhatsApp groups. I noticed that some people started work from home here in Barbados, protocols from starting tomorrow. So if you out there, you have any information on that or your work you can share, because one of the ideas I believe we can have, use this program to get an idea of what's happening out there. What are some of the companies and organizations doing? As I'm part of a number of organizations, Optimus, et cetera, they've canceled all the interactions, all the meetings and all of that. We already had a question about school. The question about borders will come up during the program, so Doc, watch out, we're coming to that.
Borders?
About closing the borders. There's
Oh,
some
yeah,
people
okay.
adamant that we should just shut everything down and prevent us from even getting one single case. You already spoke about church and the precaution churches are taking. People are already asking questions about crop over and when do we make that decision. I want to get your take on all these before we get to the line. So let's talk about home from work. What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
Work from home, sorry.
working from home is what is being recommended by a number of even companies here in Barbados, as you said, from tomorrow, where there are protocols being put in place in the private sector, so that in case this thing does happen, then you will be able to work from home. And unfortunately, I can't work from home. But there's some companies that will encourage you to do so, because we need to contain it. If it does come here, containment is very important. As you said earlier, we don't have all the resources in Barbados to deal with this as well as the other illnesses that we have to deal with. And containment of the spread, as has occurred in Singapore. Singapore is a country which was ready for this virus before it was, because they have things in place from various other epidemics that would have touched the world in the past, and they have followed these things and they've been able to contain their cases, unlike Italy, which is the opposite. They seem they're now the epicenter. In fact, Europe is now the epicenter of this thing. And China, the number of cases in China have gone down. So working from home is one of the recommendations by a number of companies, and they've put things in place. And I was privy to some of the recommendations by some of the companies here in Barbados who will put this in place if necessary to secure their staff and allow the company to continue to function in the way it should.
Definite questions on productivity there, because we know people working from home sometimes, you know, doesn't lend the best atmosphere for productivity. We've got a full board, but we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from you, the people, on this, the COVID-19, on this Brass Tax Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated. For business supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all.
Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more. Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form play for boxing.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
24 minutes before noon, Brass Tax Sunday, COVID-19. That's what we're talking. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Greetings, Corey.
Yes, please. Greetings.
And greetings to your guest, Mr. Johnson, and to the listeners. Good morning. My concern, Mr. Lane, is that the panic, you know, panic can cause more problems than the virus itself. Panicking can cause wrecks. It can cause accidents. I mean, just imagine a driver driving a vehicle and somebody called and they're shifting wrong. You know what I mean? I would like the listeners to talk to the family and have the family to calm down. I was shown a video with an ambulance at some location, and somebody there saying, the boy was there. I understand the person, man, don't pay that no money, man. You just, that boy that says, oh, man, test somebody. You know what I mean? People need to avoid the panic and take the necessary precautions, like sanitization, and if you've got a cough, just stay home. I can conclude by saying I work at a food processing plant. So if you have a cold, this is long before the coronavirus, you know, you can go to work. If you had a cut, you will not have come to work. And the company even installed an automatic hand sanitizing machine with water and soap. You just pass the hand on the machine, soap liquid will come out, you rub the soap, then you pass the hand under the pipe come out automatically, and you wash your hands. I demand 11, because it was standing new to Barbados. And that was more than 12 years ago. So I would like the Barbadian public, if you know you ain't feeling good, stay at home, protect yourself and your family, and just don't panic. Thank you, my brother.
That's why I came here this morning, because I think there's a lot of panic in and anxiety in our country. And I think that if I could reduce that by one person, obviously one person from being anxious. But you have to understand that this is a new virus, and we're seeing it worldwide. One of the ways that you could try to reduce the anxiety and the panic there is avoid excessive exposure of the media coverage. Today's Sunday Sun, there's extensive coverage of what's going on here to educate persons as to what's been happening. But by engaging yourself all day long with coronavirus, wondering if it's getting here, like what you said, I saw the video too and deleted it because it didn't make sense to me. But obviously, as I said earlier, there will be cases where you would see ambulances and health teams going to various areas, because we have to do surveillance. We have to find out what's really going on. Add extra time to your day to de-stress yourself. practice self-care, focus on your mental health, relax, get your adequate rest. Be informed and get information from trusted sources, the World Health Organization, the PAHO from CAREFA, from the Ministry of Health, the Barbados Government Information Service has a page on the coronavirus. So we don't need to panic, really. If it does get here, or when it does get here, we will deal with it. And earlier, Corey had mentioned about treatment. Treatment is prevention, the hand washing and so on, but the paracetamols and prevention of spread from other persons. And we also had a panic buying of masks. I, as a medical professional, cannot get the mask that I might need. If you go to a doctor's office or if you attend a doctor's office, and we are recommending that you do not go, you should call, stay home, and we would advise you what where to do. And there is a hotline number, Corey, that persons should use, 536-4500, 536-4500. And it is manned. I've had several reports of persons who have contacted and got good advice from that number. If you go to a doctor's office and you think you have a virus, then you should be offered a mask to prevent you from passing the virus to other people who may be there. And you should be ushered into a separate room if such is available, and then be seen by the health professional and so on. But if you do call, then we would recommend where you should go or what you should do. Because it is a virus that is kind of self-limiting. In most cases, unless you get the complications of the pneumonia or the kidney failure, which has occurred and has occurred in some people, especially if you have the chronic non-communicable diseases. And on that point, I'm going to mention some other stuff here. The 52-year-old lady from Guyana, Corey, who died earlier this last week, the President Granger said that she had uncontrolled hypertension and uncontrolled diabetes. That sent a message to me. Many persons in Barbados with these NCDs are not taking their medication. They're not under control. If you're far from the edge of a cliff and a big wind blows you, chances are, if you are well controlled, you will not get to the edge of that cliff. But if you are at the edge of the cliff and the wind blows, you're going to fall off. And that lady from Guyana was uncontrolled diabetic and uncontrolled hypertensive, and then got the virus and she died. So don't get scared because you have those conditions. Keep it under control. And you should be okay if you do get any things. If your sugar is high and you get any other illnesses, then the sugar could carry you. So
people in those particular conditions need to take extra precaution. That's what I'm hearing.
Take extra precaution, but make sure they do what they should. So, if it is diet and exercise, if they have medication, take the medication as prescribed and stop researching other things or looking for side effects. And the side effects of some of these things is death.
One of the other things I understand, panic brings stress and stress lowers the immune system. But I'm not the doctor you are. I need you to say.
Yeah, that's it.
Confirm.
Panic or stress, stress lowers the immune system. And then that can cause more problems. So it's important to relax yourself.
One of the things I understand is having a strong immune system in the midst of this virus seems to be one of the
key things.
Good. Yes. All right, we go back to I actually want to read this one because it speaks to two questions I wanted to ask earlier. It says, Barbados has a good opportunity not to have any of the virus come here. To stop incoming from UK, USA and China, ships and air, but to just prepare for when, to me, is not good enough. Money will be lost either way. But that person is trying to say we should stop planes from coming from ship, should stop ships and air from UK, USA and China. We should put a hold on regathering and crop over if necessary. It's the poor, children and the elderly at high risk, just my two cents. Over to you to respond to that.
Well, the children are not at risk at all. I don't believe personally that we should close our borders at this time. There's nothing to indicate that at this time Sunday, March the 15th. The Ides of March. Ides of March are coming. Yeah, today's the 15th. Yeah, so I don't think that we... And we close to those areas, but we still have our neighboring countries where there is a lot of trade. We need that those countries for our trade and also tourism. And yes, people are saying they were bringing in the tourists who have the virus from those places, but it is in the Caribbean now. We are no longer buffered, as we first said, we are buffered from those countries. The people are being screened as they leave those countries, so therefore we don't have to worry. So at this stage, and it's being monitored, there are various phases of this virus. If we do get cases, then we'll make other arrangements. The regathering celebrations, I'm sure that the Secretariat and the Ministries of Health and the appropriate ministries for that, they're also monitoring the situation. And if we see evidence where we need to stop that, then I'm sure that it will be terminated or suspended or postponed. But at this stage, as of now, I don't see any reason why we cannot continue together in the parishes. And I am from St. Thomas, and this month is St. Thomas, and maybe I'm being biased here.
You may change your recommendation next month.
may change tomorrow, or my next month may change it. But, you know, as this time is this is a fluid situation, and so therefore, the regathering crop over, that is something I'm sure the Ministry of Culture and Creative Economy, they're looking at that as well. And if there's evidence, we don't know what will happen to the virus. We don't know what what will happen in the next couple of weeks. What I would tell people is those people who are here, if they're traveling for business, they can use other modalities. The modalities that we suggested with the school children, there's Zoom, there's Skype, there are other weird teleconferences. They can use those type of modalities. Actually, I was supposed to have been arriving in Switzerland this morning for our World Anti-Doping Agency symposium, and I am not there. I'm here because obviously, well, the symposium was canceled, mm-hmm. sensibly, but also, you know, it doesn't make sense exposing yourself to 1,000 people in that environment from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So you need to be sensible in making decisions, and we shouldn't panic and rush to make rash decisions. We need to just monitor, and then make decisions as the occasion arises.
Are you still vice chair of the Regional Anti-Doping Organization? Okay, good.
Yes.
Just checking in. All right, let's try to take this call from Canada. We have a Barbadian living in Canada. Let's see if we can get, producer, get a WhatsApp call on here. Let's say good morning and welcome. Sai, are you on the air?
Hi, good morning, Corey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Remember to keep it up high, because that's the name of the game of this. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, a little bit of homework. Good morning to your guests. Right. I'd like to say hello as well to all of the people in the chat that very seldom ever get a mention. Beijing 1948, Ego, Beijing Greg, and the whole crew. Caribbean Dreaming, Deanna and View 3, and the whole five of us here that are relentlessly following you daily, wherever we can, whenever we can. I'd like to say that I'm here in Ontario. We have about 110 or so cases so far. My town, in the town that I'm in, we've had one person, I think, about from Iran or Italy, and went into the senior center and subsequently tested positive. But what I find somewhat amusing is that there's still so much people. We've been to.
We're actually losing the quality here, sorry.
Yeah, you still can't hear me?
Oh, it's cleared up a bit. We give it another try.
Yeah.
You were talking about someone who went in and tested positively?
Yeah.
Tested positive.
We have quite a few in Ontario, but mm-hmm. I think that it's just a matter of remaining calm and being practical. Panicking and going crazy, going into supermarkets and buying up everything isn't going to stop it from happening. And you know, going forward, I think one of the things that is missing is that people have to think about the fact that this thing started half a world away and is now affecting the entire world. So our culinary preferences and some of the things that some of the different people around the world see as food and eat, we got to think about trying to change that, because the people around the world need to, you know, take a serious look at.
You know, one time I would not have agreed with you because I believe people have different cultures, different practices, and should be allowed to. But obviously, if it's going to affect the whole world, then we're definitely going to have to look at that. Now, I want to zoom in on your town and the kind of atmosphere in your town. Are you seeing the type of panic in your town now that someone has tested positive there?
No. The person who tested positive here was one of the early ones. And I think that in Canada in general, we don't have that kind of panic attitude. You know, the healthcare system here is quite adequate as far as I see, and the way how people are operating. One of the biggest things is the nursing homes and the mm-hmm. care places for the elderly. I have relatives who are in that field, and they are very strict with respect to their protocols, not just now, but for quite a long time. So they've been down this road before with other pathogens and have been able to keep a level head and deal with it as it comes.
Are you in connection with other Barbadians living in Canada, and how are they faring through this?
Only a couple friends that I have and acquaintances on online as well as by telephone, and they're pretty much saying the same thing like me. I mean, I and quite a few of us have been here for a long time. I've been in 6 nuclear reactors over the course of my life, right at the reactor face, and the type of protocol and personal protective equipment that we have to wear, it trains you to remain calm in instances like this. So, you know, it's, to me, you just take it in stride. Now, the other thing that I'd like to get from your guest there is the fact that even although the symptoms have been mild, I have had pneumonia before, and I can tell you that it's not fun. And this type of pneumonia that that seems to result from this virus, what I understand the doctors are seeing is that although people recover, there is some scar tissue in the lungs, which ultimately can and does reduce your lung capacity a little bit. And over time, depending on what happens going forward in your life, it can be, you know, a bit of a concern. I don't know what he thinks and knows about that.
Yeah, once you have pneumonia of any type from any cause, it does, like any cut or bruise, leave a scarring, or it can leave scarring. And subsequent radiological investigations, x-rays or CAT scans can show symptoms, signs that you may have had previous infection. What may be worrisome is if there is something called fibrosis, which is some deposition of the fibrin in the lungs, and therefore the lung function may not be 100%. What I can't say what happens with pneumonia in COVID-19 because I don't know. There have been several cases and a lot of work coming out of China where they're looking at this. I've seen some images online as well. So I don't know how bad the scarring is from this particular virus. But if you do develop pneumonia, then that is one of the complications. There's also severe acute respiratory syndrome, which can occur if not properly managed. And not everybody with the pneumonia from COVID-19 will go on to respiratory failure. And not everybody with respiratory failure will go on to death. So once your supportive therapy is given at that time, then you can reverse this and get through pretty okay.
Yeah, Yeah, so all I would like to say to the people, especially my fellow Barbadians there on the island, is please just relax, and as the Merry Men said, drink a rum and a punch of crema, and stop stressing over this. You know, use some common sense, and I think we will survive. We have, as mankind has survived for all these generations, and we will continue.
All right, thank you very much. That's Sy over there in Ottawa, Canada, Barbadian living in Canada. Thank you very, very much. He can get me in the singing mood here, no doubt. Drink a rum and a pancha cream. I love that song. Let's go back to the telephone, ladies, and say a good morning and welcome to our next caller here on Brass Tax Sunday. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lynn, and guests.
Hi, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Lynn, saying since a true leader that you is, you don't feel that we can start making some toilet paper. You feel all the machinery used to make toilet paper here.
I know they got they got to reinvent the wheel. They still got the trees and the bush and the leaves and things.
No, but I'm dealing with the equipment. As long as you don't bring the raw materials from China, you start making some toilet paper and make some money.
Yeah, they got some people. They're trying to profiteer on this thing already, man. So,
and some toilet paper and mask. Mm. What you can do, you can give me a job testing the toilet paper.
So you're full of it, man.
I go want that paper, and it's always belly big.
Milo, you got me a problems here, man. Anything?
entrepreneur to start without toilet paper manufacturing, man.
Well, I think they still do manufacture toilet paper here on Fontainebleau. They're Harbour Road, so there's a company over there. They're still manufacturing.
So that maybe we should run out.
I sure they're smiling all the way to the bank too, man. Don't worry.
Well, at least we can still live with the toilet paper. Whatever little you eat, you can still use a little. Thanks very much.
Thank you for bringing a little brevity to the discussion. We needed it. Brass Tax Sunday, good morning. You on the air?
Good morning to you, your guest. There are two fundamental points, at least that one, that you realize that you did try to avoid, I don't know, purposely or willfully done. The thing is about the virus, after it has gone, there's an issue that is remaining with Barbados, and this issue of the economic recovery. I wish I think this virus is going to take a turn in the world economy, and therefore there's going to put back this Barbados economy by the next 10 years. And I realize that you are talking, but you're not focusing on the more fundamental points. Now, you talk about tourism and the tourism-driven product that we produce in Barbados, this type of tourism product. But if you're not having people coming to your country, and especially this type of area, is coming to the end of the season the most, the tourism plants, they will go into refurbishment and maintenance. Now, what's going to happen later on the year? Because this vaccine will take about a year before the sun is producing. And then they have to experiment with it, because you can't be experiment or something with people that, and the person might die, then you get sued, the scientists get sued. So that's why it takes a long time before the scientists get a vaccine produced. So in the meantime, I have not heard the Prime Minister come out and say, what are the plans for the future? Because we know for sure that this is going to lead to unemployment, and people say, guys, staying home from work. Already the tourism, the cruise, all those are feeling the effect. And the top economists in the world are saying this might lead into another recession. Why don't you speak about these things and these little issues that you're spending so much time on?